Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomim, the Siman Shin Pei Hei, we are up to Sif Aleph. Tzaduki Harehu Ki Yisrael Umevatel Rishus. A tzaduki is like a Yisrael, and he can do a bitul Rishus, meaning you do not have to do Schiris with him. Aval Eruv Eino Moel. But an Eruv will not work, because he cannot do an Eruv. So tzaduki is somewhere in between. You don't do a Schiris, you don't have to do a Schiris with him, like a non-Jew, and Bittul Rishus will work if he's Mavatel his Rishus to you, but he cannot participate in Eruv because there's a lacha that someone who's not Modeh be'Eruv, someone who does not agree to the concept and of the halachic need to do an Eruv, he just basically rejects the whole institution of Eruv. He cannot participate in an Eruv. That's a halacha. Now, a tzaduki, why is he a Yisrael? Why might you think he's not like a Yisrael? So let's see. Tzaduki, al shem tzaduk ubaitus. Tzaduki was named after tzaduki and baitus, tzaduk and baitus. Veheim anotim l'apikorsis. They basically were tilting towards apikorsis. Veheinam maminam b'tayra, shabal peh. As you know, the tzadukim did not believe in Torah shabal peh. Afal pikein, l'inyan zeh, who ki Yisrael, still, with respect to these halachas, he is like a Yisrael tzaduki, shemoel keshemevatel rishus. It will work with a bitul rishus. Again, we'll see why they can't do an Eruv, even though they're viewed like Jews. We'll see very soon. Now, the problem is that we're going to see coming up that someone who is mechalel Shabbos b'faresia, even on a derabanan, we have to treat him like a non-Jew, and a sirus is necessary. So therefore comes the Mr. Brewer and he says, V'yafal pi shebevadai michalel Shabbos b'farhesi al kolponim misdrabanan. And even though at the end of the day, a tzaduki and those that are like tzadukim today, let's say conservative Jews, right, they don't follow our Masorah and Halacha. So even though they are michalel Shabbos b'farhesi, isdrabanan, Be'isa b'sif, b'sif gimel, be'af b'zeh harayu ka'akum, and as we just said, they should be treated like an akum because they are mechal Shabbos b'farhesi on the Rabbanon. So he says, Tzaduki, and someone like a Tzaduki, shiny. Shemuch sakach mimei avosav, u'minag avosav b'yado. Here is a famous halacha that they hold that these who go with this approach, here being quoted by the Mr. Brewer now, hold that a tzaduki is different because they live this way following their upbringing, that they're following their fathers, and therefore they are like, Beis Yosef says, like a tino shenishba, and their mezid is like an ones. And they're not going to be considered a mumar, which would give them the status of an ovei kachavim, until they're over b'mezid. And that's what he goes on to say, right? Kein kasav b'beis Yosef. However, he goes on, v'das kama poskim, however, there is the opinion of a number of poskim, she'af tzaduki, k'she mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia, dino ka'akum, that a tzaduki, if he's mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia, there's no such heter. And his din is ke'akum. V'nafkamina b'chol zeh l'inyin karayim shebizvanenu. And this has big ramifications for karayim and the like, those that are like the karayim today. Sherab v'vadai mechalim Shabbos b'farhesia, that are for sure being mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. I'll call upon him minimally amili d'rabbanan, and probably also, you know, a lot of the, you know, if you're talking about conservative and reform, it could even be, it will pashas be even on d'oraisas. So according to these opinions, ein yecholim levatel rishus ad sheyiskor mehem. You would not be able to go ahead and do a bitul rishus with them. You'd have to do a schirus with them. Sif katan beis eino moil. The eruv will not work with the tzaduki. Again, Shulchan Aruch going with, of course, the Beis Yosef's opinion that a tzaduki, full blown tzaduki, can still do a bitul rishus, but he can't do an eruv. Why can't he do an Erev? Why can't he participate in an Erev? Why can't he join in the Erev? Why does he have to be Mevatel Rishus? So Mishnah Berurah says, "Ritzon alo masiv katan beis af im nasan chelik pe'er." This means to say, even if the Saduki participated and gave his portion of the eruv, ain't no moel not going to help. Ve'oser aleihen ad sheyivato b'shishlehen, and the Saduki will aser the rest of the residents of the chotzer until the Saduki is mevatel his rishus to them. The lav dafka mikat hatzadokim ukahai gavna. Now he goes on. He says, and we're not specifically talking only about Saduqim here. We're not only talking about Saduqim who don't, you know, agree with the Torah Shabbal Peh, who don't have our Masorah, like the conservative reform. Who adim imrak enum modim mitzas eruv? This could be even if he keeps, you know, most of Torah Shabbal Peh, all of Torah Shabbal Peh, but specifically, the only thing he doesn't take part in is eruv, or the only thing he doesn't agree to is eruv. So if a guy is a denier of the mitzvah of Eruv, he cannot go ahead and give towards the Eruv and participate in the Eruv. We continue on, Sif Beis. Kusi harehu kishar amim ve'ein lo takana ela bischirus. He says, a Kusi, he has the full-blown status of non-Jews, and the only thing therefore a Kusi will be able to do is a schirus, bittul rishus, will not work. Who were the kutim? The kutim, as you know, Chazal were goyzer on them, that their dinim they should have a din of goyim gemurim, because they found a dumus yona, that they were oved, and the Gemara says, beferish in chulin davav, that the kutim cannot go ahead and do any bittul rishus, and you need to have a schirus. This is the Gemara in chulin davav. Continue on now with Sif Gimel. So here's a lacha that we referenced before. Yisrael Mumar, Lavodas Elilim. A Yisrael Mumar to idolatry, or he is a Mechalel Shabbos, or Lechalel Shabbosos Bifrahesia. So you have Yisrael who either does Avodah Zarah, or he's Mechalel Shabbos in public. Afilu Eino Mechalel Ela Be'isa de Rabbanan, even if he's a public Shabbos desecrator only on Yisrael de Rabbanan. Harehu ke'oved elilim, with respect to the halachas of Erevin, he has the status of non-Jews. V'meino mechalel ela b'tzina, and if he's only mechalel privately, afilu mechalelo b'isr d'araisa, even if he's mechalel b'isr d'araisa, harehu ke'yisrael, then he'll be still have the status of a Yisrael if he only privately desecrates Shabbos. And he'd be like a Yisrael, and he can do bittul rishus. Of course, he would not be able to join in the Erev once again, because he's not moda the Erev. Let's see, Sif Katon Gimel, muda la'avodas gilulim. When it comes to being Oved Avodah Zarah, that's afilu, he says, b'tzina. He has a din of an akum, even if he does it b'tzina, even if he does it privately. Sif Katon Dalid, o l'chalel shabbosos b'farhesya. Or if he's Israel, that's Mechal Shabbos in public desecration. The Avon Zeh Chamor, this Aveira is Chamor, Kemo Avodah Zarah, like Avodah Zarah. Shenase Bezeh, he becomes the equivalent of a Mumar L'chol HaTorah, someone who's a rejecter of all of Torah. That is, he is the equivalent of that. The Dafka B'Sheragil B'Avon Zeh, we're talking about someone who does this not once in a while. We're talking about someone who is a outright public desecrator, every Shabbos, couldn't care less. Aval l'mechil al Shabbos b'chad zim l'varhesia. But if one time he, whatever, had some lapse or whatever, and he was mechal Shabbos b'varhesia, then lo mikri mumar, he will not become a mumar. V'yesh omrim, however, there are those that say, da'afilu b'chad zimna. Even one time, mikri mumar, he has the status of a mumar. U'farhesia mikra, what's considered farhesia? That's k'shechilo b'fnei asar ha'mitzvah. He does it in front of at least 10 Jews. Or he knows that it will get, meaning even if it's not in front of 10, if it's the type of act that will clearly be spread to 10 or more, that would be the equivalent of the farhesia. The da, the kol zeh kishu over le seyavo. So you should know, this is all if he's doing it because he's giving in to his taitas. That's why he's doing it. Aval hachis, but if a person does an avera lahachis, afilu b'shar averos, even in other averos, v'afilu shelo b'farhesia, and is any avera, if a person rejects any mitzvah outright, and he goes and he says that he actually outright rejects an Avera and does these Averos, even if it's not Befer Esya, his din is Ka'akum, he has a status of an Akum. Sif Katan, hey, Harehu Ka'akum, he has the status of a non-Jew, it's on a Lomar, Le'inyan Zeh, respect to this halacha, She'eno Moil, Shuv Bitul Rishus, that Bitul Rishus will not work, Eladafka Sfiris, and the only thing that will work is Sfiris. Le'inyan Sharei Dvarim, now with respect to other things, Yeshman Achronim Shesovrin, there are those that hold, She'eno Choshev Kemumar Al Yedei Chil Shabbos B'Yisad Rabbanim. Others will say that when it comes to other halachas, you'll be a mumar if you mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, but not if you mechal Shabbos b'farhesia on an isur derabbanan. Vayein b'yaradeya simen beis b'pischei tshuva. Check out yaradeya simen beis in pischei tshuva. Uveis meir b'simen zeh uvesefer gaon Yaakov b'sugya. Now, what are other halachas that are relevant to this? So, one example would be shchita. So, by shchita, it's not so simple that when it comes to other things like shchita, so there are achronim that hold that he would not have a din of an akum unless he was mechal Shabbos on deiraisas b'farhesia, and this is a big shaila in Yeridea ayin sham. Again, an obvious distinction is the rabbanon versus the oraisa ayin sham in those achronim that he quotes here. Beis Meir, Sefer Don Yaakov, Yisrei Tshuva, etc. Sif Katan Vav, Ella Bitsina. If he only does it Bitsina, so the halacha is that he's still Yisrael, this Michal Shabbos. Then, again, we're talking about a Michal Shabbos Tayyavet. Then Misbayesh Lasos Zeh, Bifnei Adam Gadol. The person is embarrassed to do this in front of some, let's say, big Talmud Chacham, someone of Hashivus. Av Shos Adavah Zeh, even though he does it in front of a number of people, he says, Gam zeh l'tzina yichashev, he says that would still be considered tzina, because since he has busha to do the aveira in front of an adam chashev, we don't view him as a porek ol. The whole idea of doing it, the farhesia, according to this, has to do with prikas ol. The mucker for this din is Sabbath Tes Amud Aleph. Right, it's a duki who went out to Rishus HaRabim, and he had a tabas on him. Ayin sham. Now, just to sum up what we've seen up until now, and then elaborate a little more based on what was brought down in the Achronim, some of it in Dirshu. So we saw in this sif that a yid that becomes an idolater, Ovi Avodah Zarah, was someone who publicly desecrates Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, Bifarhesia, even if he only violates the Rabbanans, is treated like a non-Jew. Now, in order to be categorized as one who is a Mechal Shabbos b'faresia, it is necessary, we saw, for him to regularly desecrate Shabbos. But if he desecrated it only once in a while, even though it was done publicly, he's not treated as a Mechal Shabbos b'faresia. This we saw in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Dalet. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Din Hei went on to explain that the consequence of this is that, obviously, as we see in this Shulchan Aruch, is that he can no longer do Bitul Rishus, but rather he will have to go ahead and that they would have to go ahead and do Sechirus with him, and also pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Din Dalet that if it's done lahachis, then even if it's one avera, the guy will become like an akum. If he's done lahachis, I'm talking here l'teyavo. And the Shulchan Aruch continues and paskins that if the Jew is mechal Shabbos only in private, even if he's mechal Shabbos, he's considered a Jew and there could be a bitul rishus. And we saw the Mishnah Berurah paskin that if someone publicly is mechal Shabbos, but is in sifkat and vav, but out of humiliation he refrains from doing so in the presence of a prominent chashav yid, then he's categorized as a mechal Shabbos b'tzina, a private Shabbos desecrator, rather than a public desecrator of Shabbos. Now, even though it is clear that the person under discussion would have no hesitancy to mechal Shabbos in the presence of others, and is only due to the presence of this adam chashav that he refrains, nevertheless, he's still considered a Michal Shabbos Bitzina. It's based on, I said, Gemara Daf Samach Test, Ayin the Tosfos Shom there in Erevin. Now the Eliyahu Rabba in Sifkat and Aleph, he writes regarding one who is privately Michal Shabbos, that although he's not categorized as a non-Jew, nevertheless, he may not join in the Erev, since, as we just said, he does not recognize its validity. The only option, as we saw, and that's the way we understood Pashtus, is for him to nullify his domain, since there are other authorities, since there are poskim who maintain that schiris from Jews is ineffective. Now, the Chazon Ish, in Or HaChaim Siman Pei Zayin, Sifkat and Yigimel, he disagrees and argues that someone who privately is Michal Shabbos can participate in an Eruv, even though it sounds like Pashtus, that on the Shulchan Aruch, that you do Bittul Rishus, he could participate in the Eruv if he's a Michal Shabbos because of some sort of Te'avon, some sort of temptation. We continue on here with the following. So the big issue, obviously, today, especially in Eretz Yisrael, with non-religious Jews, chilonim, how do you treat them? Are they like Tinok Shenishba with respect to this halacha or not? These are obviously big shilas. Because again, they are following, on one hand, they're following, the way they were brought up. But they don't think that they're keeping Torah the way they're brought up. So again, this is not an easy issue. There's a famous Chazon Ish on this. Other things that they bring up, the postgame is the Chazon Ish points out that when they talk about Tzedukim, that the Tzedukim nowadays are like Anusim, Maisa Avosei and Biadeim, like the conservative Jews, that grew up as conservative Jews. So they might be like Anusim because they have Maisa Avosei and Biadeim, assuming that they're not educated and really, again, it's tough to exactly define who's like our modern day Tzeduki. But the Tzedukim, in the time of the Shas, he points out, they were Michal Shabbos Befarhesia, and they were Moireid B'divei Chachamim. For sure, they were Mezidim, and they had the Dinam Kenachrim, that the Chazon Ish points out. He also says, the Dirshu points out as well, Prima Gadim, that maintains that there are three other Averos that are Mefusamos that might be similar to Chil Shabbos Befarhesia, and that is wearing shatnez, payas, and eating like nevela. Prima Gadim says, in the name of the Simla Chadosha, that they would be like a mumar l'chol Torah kula, unless you saw that they were nizar in other things. Then they'd be dino kemumar l'davarecha. Also, this Prima Gadim points out as well that if a person is over on the majority of mitzvahs, so then even if he is just nizar in some mitzvahs, he will be viewed as a mumar l'chol Torah. And because of Uvo Kekulo. I in Sham the Pimagam Yardaya Simon Bez, Shimpe Dalit Sif Kotnid Zayin, Dibra Maskil Kasav. We continue on Sif Dalit. Israel Shehemir, Vahilo Batim Bishkunas Israel, Sheevru Ervu Lechol Hashana. Im Einlo Pesach Acher Klal, Hu Oser Bechol Shabbos Shechal Laacher Shehemir. So you have this Israel that became a Mumar because he was Michal Shabbos before Hesia, or he was Ovid Avodah Zarah. And he had homes in a Jewish neighborhood that had an Erev for the whole year. And this Jew who became a Mumar, he did an Erev with the B'nai Chatzer before he became a Mumar. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in Ein Lo Pesach Acher Klal, if the home of this Yisrael Shehemer that became a Mumar was opened up only to the Jewish neighborhood, he's going to aser every Shabbos, from every Shabbos on, after he became a Mumar. And once he became a Mumar, the Erev is Batel, the one that he did with the Bnei HaChotzer. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Zayin, She'erbu L'chol HaShana. Ratzon Lomar, B'lomar Minan. We don't say, Kevan Shutel Eizah Shabbos El Shechal El Kodem She'imir. We don't say, since it was Mutter for a number of Shabbos before the Yisrael became a Mumar, it's Hutter L'chol HaShana, the Erev is good for the whole year. The Chol Shabbos, every Shabbos is a Milsab of Ne'atzma. Every Shabbos is its own separate Erev. Every Shabbos is Chal, a new Erev, B'knisas HaShabbos for that Shabbos. And from the Shabbos after he became a Mumar, the Erev is not going to be Chal until there's a Schirus. Once he's a Mumar, his chelik in the erev is batel, and he's going to aser alein Shabbos acheros, as we said, achi yiskiru mimenu, until they do a schirus from him. Sif katan ches, b'chol Shabbos shechal la'achar sheheimir, every Shabbos after he became a mumar, then himer b'yom ha'Shabbos gufa, if he became a mumar on in the middle of Shabbos, then muter aloso ha'Shabbos. Then it will be good for that Shabbos. The kevan shehutar mixes Shabbos with the kol Shabbos. And since the part of the Shabbos was already muter and was projected to be a good Erev and a good heter to carry for the whole Shabbos, so for that Shabbos itself, it's going to be good. It's only for the Shabbosos after he became a mumar that it's going to be a problem if there's no schirus. He will answer if there's no schirus, no rental from him, like when we have to rent from a non-Jew, when we have to do a schirus from a non-Jew. Continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Avalim yesh lo pesach acher l'shchunas ha'ino Yehudi. But if there is another Pesach to this mumar's house that opens up to a non-Jewish neighborhood, right? In other words, he has two exits or entrances from his house. One opening up to the Jewish neighborhood and one opening up to the Goyish neighborhood. Afilu Pesach katan, even if it is a small Pesach, shelo haya ragil bo mitchila, which he initially did not go out of in the beginning. He used to go, his main exit and entrance would be through the Jewish neighborhood. Dochen oso etzel Pesach ha-pasuach, l'shchunas en yodi, it will become the initial Pesach will be doicha based on the new Pesach to the non-Jewish neighborhood. Let's see what this all means. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Avala Mishlo, the mitchila lo ayalo upsacho acha shehemir. He says, what happens if in the beginning there was no Pesach to the non-Jewish neighborhood and he opened it up after he became a mumar? He says, Ayin la'el simin shin pei gimel, where it says there that a nachri that came to a certain person's house on Shabbos, he's going to aser on the bnei chatzer, and the eruv is batel. And even if you socher from him afterwards, the eruv is not going to go back and become good, and you have to have a bitl rishus. So too in our case, if he was not a mumar, and he then goes ahead and only afterwards makes a Pesach there, the Erev was already batel for the whole Bnei Chatzer, and he would need to be Mevatel Rishus. We continue on. Sif Katan Yud, Pesach Katan, V'akopanim ba'inim sheyebo arba tvachim arba tvachim. The Pesach has to still be minimally 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. The Pepachas Mizeh, this Pesach, this exit entrance to the non-Jewish neighborhood, has to be a Pesach, and if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it's not going to be considered a Pesach, like we saw in the El Simish 9 days. Yud Aleph, Dochen Oso. And this Pesach is going to become the Pesach, the main Pesach of the home of the Mumar. He's not going to Aser on the Bnei Chatzer when he became this Mumar. So that's what he says. Sivkotin Yud Aleph, Dochen Oso, Tekofen Oso, Almidos Stone, Kedei Shelo Aser Alein. Where you have a case as follows, that you have a home that opens up to two different mavuis, and Yisrael there, later on in Simon Shin Pei Vav, didn't do an Erev with either of those mavuis, and in one of the mavuis there was an Erev, and in the other one there was no Erev. So the lacha there is that we force the guy to go through the mavui that he did not do the Erev, so that he would not aser the Bnei HaMavui that did the Erev. In other words, there's a Mavui had an Erev. One Mavui had an Erev. The other Mavui didn't have an Erev. He didn't do an Erev with either of them. So they make him go and walk and use the exit of, they make it that that's his official exit and entrance, so that the others will still be able to now have a good, solid Erev without this Yisrael joining the Erev, messing them up. And that's the lacha. Begam the bevadai kamen she nisnaker v'ragil ma'akul nichalei bahu pischatvei. So he says, and also here even more so than in that case, he's now hanging out with the goyim. So it's better for him, that pischa even more, and therefore it becomes now defined as his exit, and they force him to go ahead and use that exit. And that becomes his exit, ad kan. Now, the poskim have difficulty a little bit with maybe Mr. Bruce understanding this, because he seems to be understanding it that it's based on a din of kfiya, the kaifin osal midos stoyim, that they force him to use that exit. The mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is not 100% necessarily that way, and there are those that sort of say that it's sort of like an automatic establishment. We establish his Pesach as the new Pesach towards the non-Jewish neighborhood. Ayin Sham.